Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We're in the middle of an extended Bears report with Mark Grody. Lawrence Holmes is shaking his head in disbelief at the current situation.
I just think that the other thing is I'm actually really inside. I'm beaming too because I think this is one of Mark Grody's best moments on air. This is this is incredible stuff.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Lawrence.
Incredible stuff. So don't stop. Keep going.
Don't stop
what else
now,
do we
boys.
Need to know?
I have I have another moment in mind. It was having to do with Alex Cora's suspension was my favorite moment. But
that was a different show, though.
Right.
All totally those files thing. Are gone and underground and locked in a vault someplace.
Okay, good.
So
Carry on, sir.
Yes, we have DJ Moore now. Lawrence mentioned it before the break about Doug Kramer play, the fumble at the goal line, and DJ Moore is the regular guest on the Mully and Haw show, and he kind of questioned the timing of that particular play, and here's DJ Moore discussing that today with the media.
I mean, we all talked about it, and me and Floops talked about it with the captains, and just got to stay in house next time. I mean, I'm not going to say sorry for what I said, but at the same time, it should have just stayed in house. But I said what I said.
Is that kind of the meeting? Is that when you guys had that captain's meeting with Flus? Was that something he tried to express, keeping stuff in house?
Yeah, and going forward, that's probably going to be what it is. I mean, stuff slipped, and I mean, I answered the question. Truthfully.
All right. Here's the thing.
I told you.
Yeah, you did. Here's the big problem right now in this moment for Matt Eberflus. He's allowing the coaches to set the tone on so many things and praising them for being the adults and the communicators and the captains that they are, all eight of them, right? And then they have clearly set what they think is okay, which is being honest and accountable about things. And he has now told them no. And how's that going to go over, Matt? That is a horrendous read of your team because you have now slapped them down and they're out here talking to the media, embarrassed and dealing with whatever level of self-imposed shame or you imposed shame you're expecting them to deal with.
Or censor.
Or censor. And they're dealing with that, and you've now told them the truth is not okay and accountability is not okay. You have met their moment, this big moment that we've talked about, you have met their moment by turtling and not being man enough to join them.
And nobody regrets saying what they said. I mean, now two players have made that clear. Well, Kevin Byard has a little bit of empathy for the situation. He made it very clear when I asked the question. No regrets. I don't think DJ Moore regrets it. He's going forward. He kind of said it through gritted teeth that it's going to stay in-house. And, you know, I guess from the Bears' perspective, this is just the players rule the day, gone too far, gone wild.
They don't rule the day anymore. Okay,
yeah,
coach.
Exactly. I don't know if there's room for this cut here now that I'm about to play for you guys.
Do it.
Can I play something about football? Can I play football?
We like football.
I mean, you can, but if there's something else think is worth the Bears fan hearing, I want you to play that.
Right. You know what? Forget the DJ Moore on his relationship with Caleb. I'm talking about on the football field.
We can get to that tomorrow.
We will. So I am going to skip around. I know the tree. My guy Robbie Triano can handle this as well. So
can I?
Yeah.
There's no curses in this one, right?
I know you got.
You got did that come through?
No, no, no. You're good. Keep going.
Okay. Let's hear what Caleb Williams has to say about. Let's go back a little bit because the players rule the day thing has been going on for a while now. It was the players and Mercedes Lewis that prompted Shane Waldron to coach harder, to call guys out if you have to be the adult in the room. Then there was the scripted plays thing. Maybe we need to script plays. Now the critiques of Matt Eberflus that have been going on that we've been talking about all of this. So Caleb Williams was asked, is it okay that the players are in charge of this team?
And I kind of learned this at my other places that I've been at of college and high school and kind of just growing up and learning more about football and things like that. And the better teams that I've been on that the players lead. And that's, you know, that's what we have here. I think it's something that I go by myself is okay teams lead. I learned this of, I think 2 years ago now. Okay teams, nobody leads. Good teams, coaches lead. And then the great teams, the players lead. So, you know, we have to find ways to be better for ourselves and things like that. You know, there's plays in that game, you know, where we have to execute.
Dude's a rookie. Kid is a rookie. He's a rookie. And he's talking about places he's been, like, you know, Oklahoma and USC. I mean, this is amazing.
It might be a wrap, folks.
This is how you lose a room, is you isolated further.
I think the room is lost.
Doesn't it sound like it? I mean, it's only a day later after yesterday, but he responded by not being accountable publicly and by telling them to shut the hell up privately. And now they go back out there and say, we've been told to be quiet, but we're going to keep leading because that's how great teams go. What else you got? He's our coach for now. That's the guy we trust because he's our coach.
Yes. By the way, I like the way this is building up because the last person we're going to hear from, I still have one more Caleb I want to play for you, but coming soon, Matt Eberflus himself. It's like a roast. And then finally, we'll get to hear from Matt Eberflus.
Don Rickles always goes last.
Tell him not to make any jokes about Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't work. That does not work. Caleb was asked, what was he thinking at the end of the game after the Bears were victimized by a Hail Mary?
Obviously, right in that moment, you're angry. You're furious that you just lost and you lost that way. It's a tough way to lose, but there's, like I spoke about before, there's obviously a sense of accountability that I have to take. Didn't play well first half. We had stalled drives, and that goes back to throughout the week. That goes through during that game. Us not finding ways to put ourselves in position to be able to score, get 3 points, to keep multiple 3 points like they did. On the other side, they got multiple 3 points that allowed them to put themselves in a position to be able to obviously have that 30-second drive and throw a Hail Mary. If we keep putting points on the board, if we keep doing our job, if I keep doing my job to the best of my ability, finding ways to get points and things like that, protect the football, we win a lot of games, especially with the defense that we have, where this explosive offense that we just played, been putting up 30, 40, how many ever points, and we hold them to 12, and we can't go out there and execute throughout the whole game to be able to play complementary football enough. And so I got to do a better job. Us leaders have to do a better job leading throughout the week and being on the details.
Okay, so that is accountability.
Yeah, I agree, because he's right, because if they put up points and played like a competent offense in the first half, they wouldn't need that stuff at the end.
Or the back end of what he said, saying, look, during the week,
yeah,
I've got to be better. The leaders of this team have to be better. So that's good.
And he did admit, Caleb Williams, the stuff that you guys could play tomorrow, Caleb Williams did admit that he had a rough three quarters of the game, and he was not happy with the way he started the game. And obviously the first series was awful for everybody. So, yeah, I mean, in the self-evaluation, Caleb Williams obviously liked the way things ended for the offense and on the field, but the first three quarters were not good. And that does bring us to Matt Eberflus, the Bears head coach. He did have a conversation behind closed doors with Tyreek Stevenson about his carelessness, that is Stevenson's carelessness, before the Hail Mary in D.C., and was asked, will there be consequences in Arizona this Sunday?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not going to talk about Tyreek in terms of starting, not starting, all those things. But I will say this, that Tyreek's made a lot of plays for this group and for our defense and for our football team over the last couple years, and he's got to continue to do that. So we're behind Tyreek, and we're with him all the way, and again, we'll work through this as we go.
Matt, you mentioned your meeting with the captains. At least half of those guys came out on either Monday or Tuesday and expressed concern with either coaching decisions or the sharpness of practice. How do you retain the belief in them and the group, and how do you feel it, as you said you did?
Yeah, I trust those guys. I believe in those guys. You know, we had great conversations this morning, and those guys have done a great job leading this team, you know, and they're going to continue to do it this week, you know, leading from the inside out. I talked about leading from the front, and all eight of those guys are great leaders. And those guys, and trust those guys.
And Holcomb had talked about in regards to the Tyreek Stevenson play, that it seems a good lesson on how to respect the game. But he also said that there were examples of that throughout the week of practice last week leading up to it. Can you provide more on that, of what's going on in practices right now?
Yeah, so I talked to Cole with that, but it's really about wiring in on every single play. And that's really what it is every single week. And again, you have to ask him exactly what he was referring to. I don't know exactly what it was, but we had a general conversation about it's about wiring in, cycle of the staff, making sure we're doing our job, and being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there.
Okay. Groats, this was amazing.
Thank you.
We release you from your duties as Bears beat reporter because we know you got other stuff to do.
I do.
Thanks
I do.
So much for this. Yep. This was outstanding, and I'm not BSing you here. Pull this. This is like Lissa Gore worthy. For real,
thanks.
For real.
Oh, thanks, Lawrence. That means a lot. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, one other thing, Groats. We talked about the injury report earlier, do you have any clarity on what the offensive line situation is going to be, or Kyler and Jaquan, Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker?
Yeah, no, I can tell you that Karan Amagaji is not going to be playing. He was walking around with a walking boot on in the locker room today, so he's not going to be available to play for the Bears. Tevin Jenkins, limited. Again, this walkthrough practice. So.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
But these are all projections on the injury report. And Tevin Jenkins was down as limited knee. Braxton Jones would not have practiced today because of his knee. Jaquan Brisker still in concussion protocol, which I actually appreciate because they're taking this as seriously as they are. Kyler Gordon did not practice with a hamstring. The good news is that Ryan Bates was back in practice, activated from the 21-day window from injury reserve. Essentially, that means if all things go well this week, it is possible that Ryan Bates can play. Larry Borum probably, I'm guessing, will be active this week. He was technically limited in the practice today. So yeah, lots of moving parts with the offensive line, things that we will work through over the next couple of days.
Bye, Groats.
Bye, Bears.
That is Mark Grody, who covers the Bears for us, and what a time to be covering the Bears.
Unbelievable.
There's a lot here, and ordinarily our last segment is reserved for fun. We're throwing that out the window. If you would like to talk to us about the Bears, the phone lines are now open. 312-644-6767 is the number. You can also text us that way, too, if you wish. And we see people, the chat inside of Twitch has been amazing. So if you would like to talk about these Bears, we would like to hear from you. Yeah, that right there, that thing that did right there, the 7.5 month pregnant pause.
God.
That thing.
The contractions for this pause are like 4 minutes apart.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break, and the phone lines have already decided to blow up, which is great because we look forward to getting your opinion on this as a Bears fan. That's next here on The Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 The Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, he'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
We do what we do in the building, you know, and there is accountability here, and we hold each other accountable to it, and that's what I know.
Oh, Jesus.
It has been quite a day of revelation.
It really has, man. I can't get over what has happened. Because, again, I think Coach Eberflus has said all along he wants the players to lead. And they have. They have. And they chose honesty and accountability publicly. And today he met that moment with more evasiveness and by telling them to clam up.
That's what it sounds like.
That does not seem to be a good way to meet that moment.
Yeah, and maybe the guys, you know, someone brought up the movie Varsity Blues. Maybe this is the Bud Kilmer moment. Maybe the guys can... Like, now my feelings on this game are not close game. Either the Bears go out there and blow them out, or they get blown
out. But what if Flus comes out in a whipped cream bikini?
With Aaliyah's If Your Girl Only Knew playing in the background?
Yeah. Why not? Rest in peace, by the way, Jay-Z, damn it.
Okay. That was irresponsible.
I mean, he had Aaliyah killed, right? We can talk about that tomorrow. 5:40 tomorrow. We'll dive into the Aaliyah murder tomorrow.
You're just going to throw that out there with no allegedly.
That's his brand.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, there we go.
That helps, allegedly.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the phone lines.
All right.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck was surprised.
Hi, Shad. You're on The Score.
Shad.
How's it going, guys?
We're all right, man.
I mean, you tell us how it's going, Shad, because it doesn't seem like it's great.
Well, actually, it's great. This is the best day I've had in a Bears fan in 20 years. You know, Speaks had a segment called Post Position, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the logic is, this is a message to Mr. Ryan Poles. Today is the first episode of what you don't want from your head coach. You know, going back to when Justin Fields used to get his head knocked off and your head coach used to smile and say everything was okay on the sideline, you completely ignore what fan base you're a coach of. I would like for your wife not to have to give you cosmetic upgrade information. I would like for you to understand that as a football player, that your team needs a voice, an identity, and that normally comes with Super Bowl head coaches, Pete Carroll, Bill Cowher. These are guys that have personalities, and within their personalities, they embody the city that they were in. And within that, that was the loudest voice. So it doesn't matter if Cole Kmet or DJ Moore has a podcast or they got multiple segments where they're not really answering real questions of the city when they want to answer. When they asked questions of Justin Fields last year, of Luke Getsy, he came out and he was honest. This is the same thing that happened today. Hmm. The tone, the conversation, and everything is the exact same playbook. So Mr. Ryan Poles, since you decided this past offseason to ignore the fact this is the best offseason for head coaching candidates that I have ever seen in my life, and you said I'm going to stand pat with this guy with a guru of a quarterback coming in, and you bring in this nut job of an offensive coordinator, and this is what you want your city to get behind, let me tell you this. It doesn't matter what happens in Arizona. You can move on to Arizona. There's a bunch of retired Bears fans out there that might be interested in the game, but the hardcore fans want a real damn head coach.
Thanks for the phone call, Shad.
He's right on the tone being exactly what it was after Justin came out and said I shouldn't have said that. It's a very good call.
Aurora and John. Hey, John, you're on The Score.
Oh, man, I got to follow that guy? Jesus.
You got it in you, John. Go.
We believe in you.
Okay, so here, my point was that, you know, when Shane Waldron was hired last year, you guys had on the beat reporter from Seattle. He warned about all this. And just to touch... you know, about how bad the play calling and everything was going to be. And to touch a little bit more on what the last caller said, you know, all these signs were there last year and everybody ignored them because they beat a couple bad teams. But the clown show was going on. It was so bad. They fired key players except for the head coach. And then they bring in a bunch of people who are on like, you know, oh, we got to do something because we don't have jobs. So we'll take this thing. So, I mean, it's just a continuation of the same old stuff. And you've got a franchise quarterback that you have the opportunity to do something with, and you bring in Shane Waldron and you have this guy out here telling people that, you know, it's okay to not do anything as far as playing, accurately. No.
You know what? We're going to leave your car right where it was. I thought that
there was some good stuff.
You hit a lot of high points. You didn't quite get to Shad's level, but you were pretty close.
He didn't stick the dismount.
So that's okay, though.
That's all right.
Next time, John, let's go to Brandon, who's in Ukrainian Village. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Really appreciate it. Going to keep it quick. I'm soon to be 40 years old. This week, I realized what a jerk is. Matt Eberflus is a jerk. We're right back to where we were a year ago, wanting him fired, or at least that's where I was. You know, he kind of saved it. But any good coach is calling that timeout before the Hail Mary. That's one of many things from this last game. As a coach, what you're supposed to do is the little things to make your team better. Right now, we got an A5 Wagyu steak, and we're cooking it well done.
Thank you, Brandon.
With ketchup on it.
Putting ketchup on it. Did the steak metaphor work for you, Shane? Did that get you going?
Yeah, I mean, I'll buy the highest quality steak and put ketchup on it. Doesn't matter to me, guys.
Thank you, Patrick. So glad he's here.
Stop calling me that.
Okay, Patrick. Sorry.
Thanks.
Excuse me.
Out to Hazelcrest and Mark. Hey, Mark, you're on the score.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm glad I'm not John. I have to follow that first guy.
Okay.
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is, going back to Shane Waldron and his play calling, you have three fullbacks on your roster. I like Swift. He was a good pickup. But what happened with Johnson and Herbert? These guys were running crazy last year, and all of a sudden they're ghosts.
Yeah, Khalil Herbert not getting any playing time is an interesting thing, but that's DeAndre Swift's job, and Roshan has been the short yardage guy. It doesn't actually resonate that much to me. I'll tell you what does resonate and has is the aforementioned Seattle sources conversations about Shane Waldron. Those have rung in my ear.
Dave Softy Mahler.
Softy Mahler the entire time. Just like, I don't know what you guys think you're getting, and he was talking about the personality and the play calling. He's talking about the whole package, and it is not sat well, as I've thought about the entire year.
One more, Dino from Mount Greenwood. Dino! Hello, Dino, you're on the score.
Hi, guys. The only thing I was going to say is the players don't work for the coaches. The coaches are there to support the players. Heck, you can play the game without the coaches, but the coaches are accountable to the players just as much as the players are accountable to each other. And what I seem to hear today was an inversion of this. The coaches are fine holding the players accountable in the media and elsewhere, but they don't like it when they're held accountable, and it's just sad. It was just a lost opportunity for growth in Eberflus and actually in the team. It's just upsetting.
Thanks, Dino. We were talking during the break about, this team might come out on Sunday, and they might play their ass off just for themselves. Just like play a good old version of spite football.
Yeah.
And how far could they go? And I'm like, yeah, but you can't really be a good team in the playoffs, against other teams that have the benefit of working with coaching.
Having coaching.
That's a wrap. Those teams, it's a higher bar to have coaching than to not have coaching.
I'm going
to
hang on to this sliver of hope that I am a caveman and don't get this. And that all of this honesty is great, and it's going to turn into something awesome. I'm going to hold on to that little bit of hope.
I like it. So the hope is that human communication has passed you by.
Yes.
And just to check, you teach human communication in college, right?
It's one of the things that I've learned from the students is that the world is very different now.
It does change.
And things are changing. So here, I'm hopeful.
And you do human communication for a living as well.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I do it fairly well, too.
You have your moments. But either way.
That's what I hear.
Either way, you're hoping it's passed you by. That's your hope.
I really, for the Bears' sake and Bears fans' sakes, I hope that it is passed me by.
Good luck, everybody.
Thanks to the tree. Didn't know that was a nickname. That's going to stick. Thanks to Shane. That man is Matt Spiegel. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for the love and support that you showed this show. We will try to return that favor in kind tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on The Score.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.